This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hageani. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday announced a hike in monthly honorarium of Gaonburas and head Gaonburas across the state. Sharing this information in a social media post, he said monthly honorarium of Gaonburas has been increased from 1500 rupees to 2000 rupees and for head Gaonburas from 2000 to 2500 rupees. In a statement, Khandu said, "We commend the contributions of Gaonburas and head Gaonburas who are an integral part of the Arunachal society and serve as exemplary models of democratic self-governance. The last hike of the village head's honorarium was effected in February 2019 when Gaonburas' remuneration was revised from 1000 to rupees 1500 rupees and for head Gaonburas from 1500 to 2000 rupees. The State Cooperative Development Committee in its first meeting chaired by Chief Secretary Dharmendra today approved a district-wise plan of setting up of a new 150 large-sized multipurpose cooperative societies, 157 dairy cooperative societies and 184 fisheries cooperative societies over the next 5 years. The SCDC also approved the setting up of 500 metric ton grain storage plant by Namsai LMPs on a pilot basis. The Chief Secretary also reviewed steps taken by the Department of Cooperation in implementing various schemes and initiatives of Ministry of Cooperation, Government of India in the state and suggested all state plan schemes of line departments to be mapped by Department of Cooperation for convergence. A delegation from Arunachal Pradesh headed by Assembly Speaker P.D. Sona is participating in the 66th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference which began in Accra, Ghana on Wednesday. The delegation includes Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Amin, Deputy Speaker Tesam Pongte, MLA Nyamar Karbak and Assembly Secretary Kago Havum. The opening ceremony was graced by President of Republic of Ghana, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo. In his speech, Speaker Sona expressed his eagerness to engage in meaningful discussions on global issues throughout the conference. He emphasized the critical role of the CPC as a platform for addressing worldwide concerns and fostering international cooperation. Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Kapil Moreshwar Patil, took a detailed review of all the centrally sponsored schemes with the state and central government officials in a meeting at District Secretariat Zero on Wednesday. Lower Subansiri Deputy Commissioner Bamin Nime was also present in the meeting. The minister advised the government departments to work on convergence mode and deliver seamless service to the people as envisioned by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led central government. During the visit, Patil inaugurated the Panchayat Bhavan cum Common Service Centre at Buru and an eco-friendly children's park at Nagoputu. He also distributed farm machineries to a few beneficiaries under submission on agricultural mechanization scheme at the Subansiri Sadan. State Government's Commissioner Education Amjad Tak today paid a visit to Balijan in Papumpari district to monitor the progress of work being carried out at the work site of NCC Academy over there. The Commissioner expressed satisfaction with the quality of work done so far, including the materials used in construction work. He called for completion of the NCC Academy by January 2025. He further stressed on regular monitoring by commanders from NCC and department officers from time to time. During the site inspection, the commissioner was accompanied by Secretary Education P.K. Ligu, NCC Commanding Officer Colonel Roshan Verma and the Executive Engineer of Education Department's Engineering Wing, Gyamar Karo. West Kameng District Administration, in collaboration with Pratham Education Foundation and the Education Department, has on Tuesday launched an online training program called Vidya Vahini in a bid to elevate the education standards in the district. This online training program is designed to benefit more than 500 teachers and all students from classes 6 to 8 across the district. That's all. It is News Bulletin. Namaskar.